the associations that are here in the Rochester area, how do you, what kinds of activities do you have going on in Rochester?
Oh, they do a Diwali for sure every year, in the Indian Association. That is across this religious line and caste line.
Mm-hmm. And how do you celebrate Diwali?
They have a evening which is starts with music, dance, and some skits and a kids show. And then there's a culminance with a dinner. Sometimes they have a holy celebration also.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring.
And how do you celebrate Holi?
Truly, I've not been there. My wife and children have been there 3 times. I think they have so far 3 Holis in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell for sure what they do. They have some dances and stuff, and they have some food. Mm-hmm. I've never been there. Always I've been out of town during that time,
okay.
Meeting or something.
Well, the traditional way of celebrating Holi is with throwing
color
at each other.
Right, yeah.
But they don't do that here.
That's true. But in South India, they also don't do that. They don't throw color.
Oh.
Yeah. In my place, Orissa, traditionally, we don't do Diwali as well. We do this, that new moon night, they burn a stick and call their forefathers, accept our gift, and that's the way. In Orissa, they do.
Are there any other things that the Indian Association here does, other than the bhajans and the pujas?
Pujas is not a part of Indian Association. It is a part of the Hindi community. One person sponsors and they get together and do the puja.
Okay.
But Indian Association is most for this. They do 2 picnics, 2-3 picnics through the summer also.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian Association. That's a big affair. There's a play of games of cricket and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball and
mm-hmm.
3 times they meet. It's sometime in a state park or something like that. That's a very good way of getting together, the picnics.
Mm-hmm.